The Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial start of summer. More importantly, it's a time to honor those who died in service to the country. Let's get perspective with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, how is the military regarded by the American public?
Generally very positive. I often contrast the confidence Americans have in the military with the confidence that Americans have in Congress. Military is at the top of the list. It has been for 20 straight years now. When Gallup asks Americans to rate their confidence in a long list of institutions, right now we have a 72% confidence rating for the military among Americans. It's higher than small business, which comes in second. Congress, as I mentioned before, is down in the teens in terms of confidence in Congress, so you can see the huge contrast there. There was a point when 85% of Americans had confidence in the military, and that came back in 1991, I should point out, right after the Persian Gulf War with first President Bush. That's the highest we've ever measured it. But as I mentioned, over the last several decades, year after year, Americans have more confidence in the military than any other major institution that we measure.
Frank, the draft ended in 1973, and as of now, what percent of Americans can say they've served in the military?
11.5%. Now, that's men and women together. When we separate out men, it's about 20% of men, one out of five men, tell us that they are veterans. Among women, it's 3%. Now, as you mentioned, the draft ended in the early 70s, so when we go back in time, once we get to people who are in their mid-60s, men who are in their mid-60s, and then older, the percent who are veterans begins to go up and up and up. About half of men 65 plus say they're veterans. And when we get, Dave, into the 80 and over population, that percent is well over 60%. So a lot of older people, Vietnam veterans and back, Korean War, World War II, are veterans. But more recently, relatively few people, Americans, are veterans because we have a volunteer army and most individuals no longer serve.
Frank, the NFL this week announced its new policy regarding protocol during the playing of the national anthem. What's your latest polling on protest during the pregame ceremony?
Probably the most recent poll was conducted by the Washington Post that showed a little over half, 53% of Americans said it was not appropriate for players to kneel during the anthem, which presumably would go along with the recently announced NFL policy about kneeling during the anthem in football games for NFL players. I think one of the most salient findings, however, from all the polling on this is how divisive it is. If you're a minority, particularly African Americans, overwhelmingly you say it's perfectly okay to kneel. Younger people, certainly much more likely than older Americans as well, to say that it's okay to kneel. And also Democrats and liberals more likely to say that it's okay than Republicans. So this is one of many issues which really divides Americans, at least based on the most recent polling.
Another divisive issue is abortion. And the Trump administration last week announced that federal funding will be withheld from health clinics that promote abortion. Let's take up attitudes on that and other so-called values issues.
Each year we ask Americans to rate the state of values in this country today. The overall state of moral values is how we phrase it, and it's pretty terrible. And this is pretty consistent, Dave, which I think is interesting, because we are becoming more liberal as a country on a number of issues, and we'll probably be discussing those in the weeks ahead. Things like premarital sex, sex between teenagers, unmarried men and women having sex, same-sex marriage, legalized marijuana, a number of things where Americans have become more liberal. But consistently, even as that's happening, Americans tell us in our poll that, oh, moral values in this country are horrible. In fact, only 1% of Americans in the poll we just finished said that the overall state of moral values in America today are excellent. 13% say good. So that's just 14%. Everybody else is only fair, and about half of Americans say poor. And 77% of Americans say that moral values are getting worse, not better, in this country today. So we've got a lot of paradoxes going on here. Americans getting more liberal on a lot of values and social issues. At the same time, they decry the state of moral values in this country.
I'm wondering if those numbers are dropping due to perceptions about morality in government and business.
That's certainly possible, although we haven't seen a huge amount of change. The percent who say moral values are poor this year is up just a little, but it's been poor for a long time through various presidential administrations and various iterations of what we've seen in terms of business leadership and so forth. We do know, however, that when we just ask Americans to rate the ethical standards of the Trump administration, that's very low as well. And in fact, going back for other presidents, back to Reagan, we have a lower rating of Trump administration ethics than we have for any other president when we've asked this question historically. 37% of Americans say that Trump's administration officials have excellent or good ethics. That's 37%, and everybody else, including 40%, who say they're not very good or they're poor. So that may be part of it, but long before Donald Trump appeared on the scene, Americans still said the state of moral values was pretty bad in this country today.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.